second half of the second part of the mitzvah of kibbutz avayim is the mitzvah of the merah avayim. There's the mitzvah of yirah. So included in the mitzvah of yirah is that the person will not sit or stand in a place where his parents normally sit or stand. The person can stand where parents normally sit. That would apply in the home, apply in the shul, apply in a place where a person learns, any place which is considered normally the makom of the parents. The child should not be using that. If a child should not contradict or disagree with the parents. If a child needs to point out that a parent said something mistakenly, the child should present it as a question. This flip side of that is even if a parent says something and the child wants to validate what the parent said, the child should not validate what the parent said because the parent does not need the child's validation. Yeah, Tati, you're right. I know I'm right. I'm the father. Like that's the point. You don't need the child to do that. Calling a parent by the first name. So that's there's an issue of murrah. A person cannot call, there's a mitzvah of murrah. A person cannot call a parent by a first name. Calling somebody else by the same name as who has the same name as their parent is a machloikis. How that we understand that? There's two shittas in halacha. One says if it's a common name, it's mutter even in the parent's presence, because people will not mistakenly think you're calling your parent by the first name. Obviously, if there's a nuance between the two of them, the father always goes by Avraham, and this guy's name is Abe, so that's not a problem. A common name is mutter even in the parent's presence. The second opinion says no, even a common name is only mutter not in the parent's presence. The issue of calling a parent by name applies even outside of their presence, but a common name is mutter. And the uncommon name, if their father has an uncommon name, so according to the first opinion, is not going to be mutter in their, will not be mutter in their presence. And according to the second opinion, it's not mutter even outside of their presence. Since it's an uncommon name, people will mistakenly think he's referring to his parent by name. The Morris is a story where a mother embarrassed her child in a public situation, and the child refrained from responding. That goes under the halach of murrah that we mentioned earlier in the week. That goes under the halach of murrah that a person can't do that. A few last points: the mitzvah of kibbutz avayim in regards to people other than an actual parent, etc. A step parent, the father. The more it learns out from a pasuk that there's a chiyuv of kibbutz avayim to a step parent, a father's wife or a mother's husband, as long as they're alive. After the real parent has passed away, either it's a mitzvah or it's considered derech eretz to continue that covet. Achim a gadol, an older brother. There's a machlokes in halacha. Does it mean only the oldest brother? It means any older brother. That's a machlokes in halacha. But it applies to that. Grandparents, the more learns out, the medrash learns out, the mitzvah of kibbutz avayim applies to grandparents, independent of the chiyuv of the parents. There's a chiyuv of kibbutz avayim to a grandparent also. In-laws, the more says that the David and Melech acted with to his father-in-law Shaul like a parent. We learn out from there that there's a halacha of kibbutz of kovid to a in-laws also. In regards to a ger, we mentioned, I think, earlier in the week, that the Rambam said there's a chiyuv of mixus kavod. So, but besides that, there's a chiyuv al the akaras hatoy. The same thing applies to adopted parents. It's interesting to point out there is an inyan of a parent who's raised a child and taught them properly. Besides the mitzvah of being a parent, there's also a rebbe. A mother or a father who has taught their child, there's a chiyuv kavod al the rebbe. So milvad, even if it's a situation where a parent and a child were megayer together, so that then mixes kavod would then transfer up to a full chiyuv kavod because the parent is then acting like a rebbe, and that's true of the situation of adopted parents also, that since they are teaching, so they have a chiyuv out, the child would have a chiyuv kavod out a rebbe also. Have a good morning and have a great Shabbos.